السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Monday morning, the 7th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446, corresponding with the 9th of December, 2024. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and protection, and may Allah ta'ala grant all of us husni khatima. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and apa afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen from you, and may the ummah benefit from the beautiful discussions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, damat barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyah. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 51 and 52. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 40, verse 51, Inna, definitely we. Almighty Allah is one and alone, Why does Almighty Allah say we? It is the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can give life and death. Only we can give that assistance. Look at how Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed Bashar Assad. 50 years they were ruling the Pharaoh, and with the tyranny and oppression, the Kuffar, Shia, Alawis, and now everything totally demolished of theirs and humiliated, disgrace Russia, disgraced as well. So all this happens how? Only, solely, exclusively with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna lanansuru rusulana. Verily, we will surely help our messengers, our prophets. We see Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, these people are gays, homosexuals, they don't want to listen to me. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Oh Almighty Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers. And Almighty Allah, send the punishment. Oh Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel, pick up that land of Sodom and Gomorrah and to the earth. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. And Almighty Allah made it the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. And Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, cries to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Fada'a rabbahu anni maghloobun fantasir. Oh Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. Everything possible I tried, but yet they make a mockery of me. They say they don't want to see me. They don't want to hear the message. They insert their fingers in their ears. You assist me and defend me, Ya Allah. Allah Jalla wala, send the tufan and the floods and the deluge against them. So inna lanansuru rusulana. Verily, surely, we helped our messengers and prophets. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And those people who possess true iman and faith in this worldly life. How Almighty Allah is helping Hamas, 14 months fighting against 60, 70 countries. America leading the pack. Then you get Europe, then you get India, then you get the Arab and Port dictators, and they get Israel, and yet they cannot defeat them. So this is Quwwat Imani, the strength and the power of true iman, faith and conviction. So Almighty Allah has taken this upon Himself. Surely, definitely, we will help our messengers and prophets. We will help those people in this worldly life who possess true iman. وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ. And surely we will help the people of true iman, the day when the witnesses will be bearing witness and giving witness, the day of justice. Read, O Muslim, chapter number 3, verse number 194. Wala tuhuzina yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. And say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith sharif is mentioned in Tirmidhi. He habibuna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who have perpetrated major, major crimes and sins. We all are guilty today, who are sane and mature. And we see how we need and require that intercession, that safarish in Urdu and in Arabic, shafa'a of Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else will happen on that day? Yawma, on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment and reckoning. La yanfa'u al-zalimeena ma'aziratuhum. These zalims, these mushrikeen and polytheist idol worshippers. These kuffar and non-Muslims who are sane and mature. So it will not benefit those zalims and oppressors. Ma'azira, to whom their excuses. Almighty Allah has made this very clear. 89 times the phrase is used in the noble Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ay iman walo. O you who believe, Allah sabilil ikram wa takrim, to elevate our rank and status. But for the non-Muslims, the converse is only mentioned once. Chapter 66, verse number 7, and that also not in this world on the day of justice, and to humiliate and disgrace them further. Hence Almighty Allah states, chapter 66, verse number 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, la ta'tadhiru al-yawm, today do not cite any excuses. No excuses will be entertained and accepted. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wala will punish you according to your deeds and your actions. Yawma la yanfa'u adh-dhalimina ma'dhiratuhum. Hence on that day, the day of justice, these zalims and oppressors, they're those people guilty of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism, their excuses will not benefit them. وَلَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ, and for them will be the curse. Curse from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What is the meaning of curse? لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, لَعْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. What does it mean? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Ibad and Rahmatillahi Ta'ala. The person is taken far, far away from the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the special mercy that comes and descends on a person, so those people are deprived of their special, special mercy. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ, and for such people, they will be the worst house and abode, meaning Jahannam and the hellfire. It will be their everlasting abode. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَى لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيَّ. Go and read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64 and 65, and you will find Almighty Allah states, they will dwell and stay there in Jahannam forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom, and لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. There is no protector, no helper for them. Therefore, me and you should be begging Almighty Allah daily, after Fajr, after Maghrib, and other times also. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, 7 times. O Allah, protect us from Jahannam. And that is a sunnah nabawiyya, after Fajr and after Maghrib, to recite it 7 times. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, as mentioned in Abu Dawood. And secondly, that we ask Almighty Allah for direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma inna nasaluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, for ourselves and our marhumin and our near and dear ones who passed away with Iman and Islam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 7th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Today, Monday, is day number 430 of the Gaza genocide. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 3 jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam in the weekend, and we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. More of them are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, the Zionists, the Jews, the enemies of humanity and Muslims, and the Palestinians. And you can see the genocide continues, the ethnic cleansing continues, the war crimes continue, and they are humiliated throughout the whole world because they are a cursed nation land, that is the Jews, the only people who Almighty Allah says He transformed them into swines and into monkeys. Chapter 5, the verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Asad and his wife and family have taken flight from Syria, Damascus, and after 50 years rule, now this Pharaoh and this Shaitan, Harami, Pakka, Kufar, Kafir, Shia, Alawi, the worst type of Shia, had brought to, you must remember, justice in this world, and now he is in Moscow in Russia, and the Russian government has given him, the Russian Federation has granted him asylum there, so that is where he'll be spending his remainder of his life, because if he comes back, they will hang him in public. Remember, for the Russians, they are in a dilemma. They have two bases there. One is Tartus, that was under the Soviet Union. This is, remember, a base there in the ocean, and it's called, in 1971, they established this base there, more than 50 years ago in Tartus. And in 2015, they established an air base there, and that is known as Mimananan. Mimanas, words like that, it's something very difficult. But nevertheless, so they are 60 kilometers apart from Tartus to Mimana, whatever the name is. So that is how. Now they are not sure what will happen under the new rule there in Syria and so forth. Anyway, the Haaretz newspaper writes that the prestige and the fear of Israel is gone now from Putin. Putin does not have any power there in Syria now, so they don't have to fear him anymore. And it is a big knock to the prestige of Russia that they lost their main ally there, and that is Bashar Assad and his family and his party. So humiliated, disgraced they are. And you should also remember, Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, tried every trick to get his trial delayed, but the Haaretz newspaper says no, it will continue, and that will be tomorrow, the 10th of December. So inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, he will be further humiliated, disgraced in the international arena. And we pray to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he sent to jail and prison for committing all these war crimes and genocide and crimes against humanity. The looters ransack Iranian embassy in Damascus. Iran humiliated. The Shias, Hezbollah humiliated. Syria humiliated. A bad, bad day for the Kuffar Shias, and a wonderful day for the true Muslims, the Ahlu Sunnah. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَسْرِ اللَّهِ. And the true believers are very happy. Read 2 rakat salatu shukr, ishraq time, and thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The power of the kuffar Shias is waning now, after Almighty Allah gave them so much power. Hafiz Asad's bust and his is busted in several places. Wherever they see the bust and they see the statues of Hafiz Asad, Bashar Asad, his brother, remember, they're taking it and smashing it to pieces. They're playing football with the head and so forth and so on. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whomsoever wishes. Allah humiliates and disgraces whoever He wishes. Remember, there were thousands and thousands, men, women and children, in the jails and prisons of Syria. Sisters were being raped, and they were raped several times by these haram, by these murderers of Assad. Remember that. So our brothers went, Hayatul Tahriri Sham, the organization for the liberation of Sham and Syria, and they kicked open and they smashed all the doors, and all the detainees from the prisons now have been freed and released, alhamdulillah. Bashar's house has been looted and the people took everything. Very good. Everything that belonged to Bashar Assad, his father, his wife, his family, everything is Mali Ghanimat, and he Chinese deputy and spoils of war. So all that will be permissible. Zelensky, the harami, says on tradition, he said Ukraine has lost 43,000 people dead. Obviously dying, you must remember that. The death toll is over 100, 200, 300,000, but he has to minimize and decrease the figures so that the morale of his people don't go bust and they don't lose morale completely. So many people have ran away from Ukraine. So many are escaping, remember, the military, and not taking part because they know they're just wasting their time against Russia. On that score, we will support the Russian Federation when they are fighting America, fighting Europe, fighting NATO, and so forth and so on. Israel, the Jutlas are running away. 1 million, 2 million Jutlas already took flight from Israel. Hence, the foreigners are purchasing the houses, the property, commercial sites, whatever they can, especially from Europe, America, and so forth, because now they seem to be going at a cheap price. Trump says he will leave NATO if the allies don't pay the full amount that is due upon them. Then Trump says he will leave NATO. You know, Trump is holding the Trump cards, and he will do that, so therefore the older allies will have to pay their dues. The Komati port, the border, South Africa, if you go from here to Komati port, and then you go there to, you know, Maputo, so that border there, Limbobo, or whatever they call it, so the Komati border is closed both ways. From South Africa, the cars cannot enter, and from Zimbabwe, from Maputo, Mozambique, the cars cannot enter. That was the last night, and the cars and that and vehicles are queued up for kilos and kilos and kilometers. Why? Because the government have stolen the elections there, the Frelimo in Mozambique, and the opposition are still fighting them and opposing them, and therefore the traffic there has been prevented from moving on. So big problems. I suppose everybody should try and use alternative or borders where things are much more calm and not so volatile. Zelensky rejects Trump's peace plan and told him, go fly a kite. I will not accept what you are doing. Somali pirates are demanding a ransom for a Chinese vessel. You know, Somali pirates, anybody ship they get or their vessel, and then they will just hijack it, or they will kidnap the crew and so forth and say, pay us so much, otherwise we will destroy the people and so forth. Oh, that's getting on so long. Okay, New York shooter. So they shot the healthcare boss and Brian Thompson. Until now, they never identified who the real killer is. So this is America. Every guy wants to be a sharpshooter, and they just start shooting and so forth. So therefore, the gun laws there are a big problem there in America. This will be the last Christmas for Biden, the harami, the criminal, and Joe genocide, Sleepy Joe, the worst president in the history of America, overseeing the murder of over 100,000 people in Gaza, Palestine, and people continued fighting to the best of their ability. America has been named and shamed as the handler of Israel, and Israel is taken to the court, and we're very proud about that. South Africa took them to the court, and the court has decided they will charge them for Netanyahu and Gallant as for war crimes, and this is the first, and may Almighty Allah destroy and dismantle and finish up the entire apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Let us bring you to speed what's happening here in South Africa. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You see, from Allah Ta'ala comes duk and suk. You have happiness, and then suddenly you have sadness. Yesterday, Raisa, so you must remember, Hashim got married, and it was such a happy day for her, for her husband. And then that same day yesterday, Zaima Hashim, her mother, passed away, and her janaza was last night in Laudium at 10:15. So imagine you, the daughter, get married, and that same day, after a few hours, your mother passes away. So that is what we say, Inna ma'al usri yusra, Inna ma'al usri yusra, Dukh and Sukh, prosperity, adversity, everything comes from all. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is an article of faith for us. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. Good, bad, happy, sad, all comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our mother Zaima Hashim Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant Raisa and the entire family Sabre Jameel. Our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai in Kwaduguza, there in Stanger, I visited the family in this sense. I met the brothers, I met the son, and so forth. Many weeks ago, or months ago, when I was there in Stanger, and so forth, so more than 3 months have passed, they have arrested 3 suspects. Today will be the court case. So you Muslims, you the men and the people of justice, you should be packing the court there in Stanger, Kwaduguza, or wherever else it is being held, and say no bail must be given. They must be brought to book. These people who are causing such mayhem, chaos, hijacking, kidnapping people, and so forth and so on. ANC says that all these puzzle shop owners who are here in South Africa illegally and so forth, they should be deported. Their shops are illegal. They are illegal. So I wonder what they can do, because you yourself are so corrupted from the top to the bottom. Look at your Pala Pala. Look at your own party. Thabo Mbeki says, who was the president of the ANC and of South Africa, if ANC wants to survive in the future, they must become practical. They must lead by example. But that is not going to happen, Mr. Thabo Mbeki. You know that, and I know that. They are corrupted to the core, and there are just too many skeletons in their cupboard, and so forth. The SACP, South African Communist Party, is very disappointed that South African government allowed Chanus Walus, the murderer of Chris Hani, to be deported to Poland. They wanted, you know, more investigation. He must stay here, and they were against the parole and so forth. And remember, Action SA is losing more and more members to the DA. So that is your news roundup for South Africa. Our programs today, inshallah, our Mona Zaid Khan is gone for leave now for the next 3 weeks and will join us on 1st January, inshallah, Allah Aziz 2025, and Mona Khalid Yaqub will be doing his program between 7 and 9. So 8:30 to 9 today, we will discuss Syria and what is really happening there, the past, the present, the future. So may Almighty Allah make it easy. Between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Between 2 and 2:30 will be our report back, our trip to Cape Town. Wonderful, wonderful trip. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla reward my brother Hassan Badat and his appa. May Almighty Allah let their madrasa function, and Allah remove all the impediments and obstacles. So wonderful, wonderful khidmat. Allah Jalla wa Jalla reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. So thereafter will be the Q&A tonight with Hafiz Wadi and myself, inshallah. Inshallah, Aziz is live with Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, tonight between 8 and 10. Mona Salim, 20 minutes for Q&A, so let us fire up, inshallah.